2 Corinthians chapter 4. And Paul is speaking to the church here, and he's talking to a church that has been kind of, they've been doing some things that, they've been kind of distorting the word a little bit. And Paul's kind of calling them out on it. And in chapter 4 it says, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry." What ministry is he talking about? He's, you know, God's gave us the word. So he's given us a ministry. He's given me a ministry. He's given you a ministry. Each and every one of us, he's given a ministry. And he says, this ministry comes through the word that I've given you. That's what he's saying. And he says, we do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. You know, we get tired. We get sick. We get down. We get discouraged because, you know, when we're speaking to certain people, family members especially, we talk to them about Jesus all the time, and it seems like we don't get anywhere with them. He said, but don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. He says, rather we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception. What's he talking about? You know, I see a lot of things going on today where people are not quite telling the whole truth to try to make somebody feel comfortable about their sin. You know? Well, I see that. He's saying we can't use deceptive ways. We can't speak around the truth. We have to tell the truth. We have to tell the truth. Regardless, it's not me that tells the truth. It's the word that lives in me that tells the truth, because I'm not true. I'm not righteous. It's who lives inside of me who is righteous. Sometimes that hurts. But he said, don't lose heart. Why is that? Because, you know, it's not easy road. Dr. Powell talked about that a little bit yesterday, and this just kind of reminded me of that. You know, it's not an easy road. It's a narrow road. It's not easy living the life in the ministry as a Christian. It's not easy. He said, but wide is a road that leads to death, right? That's the easy road. Lose my place here. I want to go on with this here. He says, don't use shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. We can't distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even in our gospel is veiled. Even though our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Well, think about that. Think about that. Listen to what he says. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves. It's not about us. It's not what we preach. It's about Him. But Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. You know, since we have this ministry, you know, and we all have this ministry, remember that. You have a ministry. I have a way of reaching people that you can't. You have a way of reaching certain people that I can't. That's your ministry. Your daily life, wherever you go, that's your ministry. You know, and we talk about discipleship, and we talk about training disciples, and we talk about that, but the mission is what Christ told us. He said, now that I'm going away, I'm leaving you this, the Great Commission. We talk about that all the time, but yet that is our ministry, is to share the gospel with a dying, lost world. That's our ministry. There are people all around us that don't know Jesus. They don't know. Their eyes are blinded. The veil is put over them. They don't see it. We have to bring it to them sometimes. And I know we can get people into church, we can invite people to church, and that's good. But He tells us to go. He tells us to go. We have to go to people. We have to be intentional about that. We have to go to people. It says, do not lose heart. Because a lot of people, they want to accept a distorted word. But they don't want to accept the truth sometimes. They want to accept the distorted side of it, but they don't want to accept the true grace. That, you know what, if you either believe in Jesus or you don't. Really, that's the way it is. Because there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. The other way leads to death and hell. And people don't want to hear about that. I know. I don't want to hear. I don't want for anybody to go to hell. No, I don't want that for anybody. But we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross for us so that we wouldn't have to. And then He rose again and proved His power. And then He gave us this ministry. And that's what Paul is saying to the Corinthians. Don't lose heart in your ministry. Don't distort the word. Don't do that. Speak the truth. Tell people the truth. That there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. It's not about what I want to hear. It's not about making me happy, about, you know, satisfying myself and what I want. It's about doing my ministry for Jesus Christ, and that may mean whatever. Whatever He leads me to do. Paul went wherever. The Holy Spirit told Paul one time, He said, you know, if you go to that city, you're going to get beat. You're going to get put in jail. I mean, they're going to not accept you. And Paul said, well, I'm going anyway. That's what Paul said. I'm going anyway. He didn't lose heart. Even when he was in jail, he was writing encouraging letters to the churches. He didn't lose heart. He's encouraging this church. He's telling this church, listen, guys, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. He says, for what we preach is not of ourselves. It's not about what I think. It's not about my opinion. It's about what the Word says and the truth of it. That's what it is. And He said, I put it in your hearts. If you're saved, He lives within us. What lives within us? The Word lives within us. Right? Because He is the Word. He is the truth. And when you get saved, the Word lives in you. So then what lives in you comes out of you, He says. So if it's coming out of you, then you're going to speak the truth. If the Word lives in you, you're going to speak the truth. Because it's not of ourselves. It's not of ourselves. It's Christ is Lord. Christ is King. Christ is the one who died for our sins, not me. Christ is the one who rose from the dead, not me. Christ is the one who gives eternal salvation, not me. It's not for me, it's for Him. But you know what? He gave us this ministry. And I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning to let God use you in your ministry. Because you all have a ministry. It's not just me being a preacher up here. It's not just left up to the guy that stands up here on the platform or the pulpit that does the ministry. It's everyone that has received Jesus into their heart has become a minister for Christ. Every one of us. Man, God is so good. He's blessed me in so many ways. Man, He has done some things for me that I can't... I mean, it only comes from God. I'm telling you, we had a blessing this week and I got to share it because it's a blessing. It's a praise. Because I had a bill that I knew I needed to pay. I needed to pay this and I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when, and it came. Like they always do. I opened it up and I said, Lord, you know I do not have the money to pay this bill. I've got 14 days, 16 days it's due. I do not have the money. And then I get a text the very next day from my tax person. I turned in all my stuff to my tax lady, and it was within $5 of the exact amount of that bill. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry that I doubted that this couldn't happen. Now, does that happen all the time? No, it doesn't. It doesn't happen all the time, and I can't say that, but I know that this time it happened. And God bless me with that. I've got other bills to pay. They'll get paid, I guess. But God just gives His little blessings like that sometimes that just proves Himself. That may not mean much to you, but you know what? If it was you, it would mean something, right? See, it's these little blessings that God gives that proves Himself to me. I just had to share that this morning with you because, man, that just encourages me to no matter what's going on in my life, that I know that Christ is the one that is Lord. Christ is the one who is King. Christ is the one who saved me. It's not for me. It's not of me. And I want to do everything I can for Him. Everything I can. Whatever that is. I've got challenges. I've got things that, you know, I have limitations. But you know what? God is all powerful. And even though I have these challenges, I'm not conquered. I'm not defeated. And I'm not going to let that happen. And I'm not going to lose heart. And sometimes we all do. We get down, we get tired, we get depressed. But we just got to remember who's in control. And let God take care of things. And we're going to go on to... But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death. Now listen to this. For Jesus' sake, so that His life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe that therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise with Jesus and us with Jesus and present us with you to Himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Listen to that. See, when we all start speaking Jesus and we all start doing our ministry and we all start telling Jesus, these things will overflow in our communities. You know, there's people next door. There's people all in this community that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't have a relationship. They don't know what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't know what it means to be saved. They don't understand that. I got to hurry up because Jacob's got something he wants to say. I just get excited, man. I just love preaching about Jesus. He says, therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles, listen to this, our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your word. Lord, I just ask You to anoint Jacob this morning as he speaks. Lord, I just praise You for this young man who has taken a step in faith this morning to preach Your word. Lord, I praise You. I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is my first time doing this, so bear with me here. In that song that says, Break Every Chain, we all have limitations, right? We all have challenges. So my challenge was, you know, not, you know, because there's been a couple times where where I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? So, I believe it was in, September I had my surgery? September of 15th. I had to go under surgery for my elbow. And it turned septic and I had to have emergency surgery for that. And when I went under, I asked God, you know, because I went to heaven just for that time underneath there. And I'm like, Father, what do I do? And this is where he led me. And ever since then, you know, I've thrived and I've wanted to know that I just want you to know that there is no limitation to what you can do. You know, that like Randy said, there's people out there that I can preach to and that he can preach to. He may not be able to reach the people that I may be able to reach. So just never give up, is because God's always got you. No matter what you go through, no matter what you go through in life, just remember this. God has always got your back. You know, and as we walk with Jesus, this is not our home. The devil puts chains on us. And today, them chains are gone. When we step in this house, when we step in God's house, this is not over. This is God's house. This is his house. We are his army. So when we go out there and reach people, we are his army going to get more people to fight. So we may not be able to reach every single person, but as long as we reach one person, or two, or maybe three, it doesn't matter, because God's got a plan for each and every one of us. He's got a plan for Randy. He's got a plan for Mark. You know, and Dad, and you know everybody. You know, okay, and you know, God is going to use somebody. You know, he wants the crazy people. He doesn't want the perfect. Like we don't have to be yelling Mark and Dad. So, you know, like he's going to use you. He's going to use you. You know, he may not want the most ideal person. You know, but he will fix you in the way that he wants you, and he will give you the words that he wants you to speak. You know, and this is not me speaking. This is God filling me with his words. You know, and it may not be perfect, but let me tell you, nobody's perfect. Nobody. And we each have our falls, and you know, but whenever you're down, just fall on God and he will help you. He will get you right back up and he will dust you off and say, go out there and try again. And I will be right there with you. because I, you know, and there's a scripture, I think in Matthew, I want to say 4, it says God is not dead, and he is not dead. Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know where this whole church would be. Because he has a plan for each and every one of us. And I just thank him every day. I thank him for my family, my church family. Just everybody who has... Everybody that has rallied with me, that has been... Just everybody. You know, so my message to you guys is, life may be difficult, but let me tell you one thing. Never, ever give up. Never give up. Can we pray for a minute? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we just pray that, thank you for giving me the words, and just, Lord, just let your spirit overflow in this building. Just heal the sick, Lord. Just touch everybody, Lord. You know, touch the ones in the hospital. Touch the ones that couldn't be here with us today. Touch everybody, Lord. And God, we just thank you for Pastor Andy, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. You know, it's just awesome. You are awesome, in God. And we just pray that you're with us this morning, and you're with us always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Because I want to remind you, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. You know, what Jacob's talking about is, you know, we may have challenges, but we're not conquered. We're not defeated. We can have a ministry no matter where we're at. And we limit ourselves. And we put chains on ourselves sometimes. And I just love this guy for his spirit that he has encouraged me. He's like, man, I want to preach. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I'm like, man, you know. And I look at myself sometimes and I'm thinking, man, you know, I have just really missed it. At times in my life, I've really missed it. But man, I love you, brother. I love you. I'm glad that God is going to use you in a mighty way to do great things for Him. And I know there's no limitations in God. God has got more power. He lives within us and He gives us strength and power. And I'm telling you, God's blessing this young man. I'm telling you, he's got great things in store for him. And so, fix your eyes on not what is seen, but in what is unseen, is what he says here. Since what is seen is only temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen?
Amen.
Can you leave here this morning with that in your heart?
And when we get to heaven's gates, that is our hope. When we gain our wings, that is our hope. When we walk with Jesus. So as we leave out of here this morning, I just hope and I pray that one day we will be up there singing in His glory and His presence.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Would you close this in prayer, Jacob?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, and we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for allowing us to come in your house and speak your word, and just all around glorify you, Lord. We just hope and we just praise you, Lord.
Yes.
And we just remember we are your army. You do what you want us to do. You speak to us in the way you want to speak to us. And we will follow. You are our captain of our ship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.